The idea of government giving people cash payments every month was gaining momentum even before the pandemic hit. But now, the trend is growing faster. Last week, mayors from cities like Atlanta, Oakland, St. Paul, and others came together to form a group called Mayors for a Guaranteed Income. And yesterday, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey committed $3 million to the cause. Stockton, California Mayor Michael Tubbs is the group's founder, and he's been piloting a universal basic income program in his city since 2019. Mayor, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So more than a dozen mayors joining your effort to offer people a guaranteed income. Now this week, news of Jack Dorsey's gift. Why do you think this effort is growing?
The effort is growing because the time is demanded. We're living in an unprecedented global health crisis, the worst since 1918 in our country. We have folks taking to the streets, protesting not just police violence, but I would argue the violence of racism and the violence of poverty. And it's a real New Deal moment, especially considering the fact that our biggest pandemic response thus far has been unemployment insurance, which was created in 1935. As part of the New Deal, there's an understanding that we have to update our social safety net to reflect 2020 realities.
You never could have predicted when this started in 2019 that a pandemic was going to unravel the economy, though. How has this moment that we're in changed your thinking about the whole project?
This moment has changed my thinking in seeing a guaranteed income as actually a pandemic resilience tool. That we live in a time of pandemic, so this year is COVID-19, but next year will be a fire, the year after be a flood or a hurricane, and that an income floor and guaranteed cash that people can count on allows our folks to build the economic resilience needed to persist during pandemics. And that's not something that was in my frame when we started the pilot in Stockton.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about that program. 125 people randomly selected in Stockton. They've received $500 a month. Looks like you recently extended the program until 2021. What have you learned? Have you seen that it's helping people build wealth for the long term?
Well, something as small as $500 a month is not necessarily enough to build a lot of wealth, but what we've seen it do is be enough to be a lifeline and allow people to stabilize. So there's stories of individuals like Tomas who was able to take the $500, take time off from his old job to interview for a new job because he worked retail. And if he just took time off, he would lose money. But the $500 gave him that security to take a risk on himself. And he was able to get a better job with benefits, stable hours, and is now able to afford tutoring for his children. Or there's another young lady in the program who said the $500 allowed her to buy dentures, because she went without smiling for 2 months because she couldn't afford dentures. There's others who've talked about how they've used it to pay off debt. So we're seeing that something as small as $500 isn't enough to replace work, isn't enough to change the nature of this country. But it is enough to allow people who are working hard, to contributing, just a floor to stand on as they seek to build and better their lives and the lives of their communities.
How are you going to fund this on a larger scale, especially now that city and state budgets are stretched very, very thin?
Well, it would have to be a federal response. And again, I would argue we're in a New Deal moment. We just spent trillions of dollars. So there's bills right now in the Senate that speak by Senator Harris and Senator Markey and Senator Sanders that speaks to a $2,000 a month for everyone during COVID-19. I think that's a great first step. There's talks now about looking at the Pentagon budget. You can legalize marijuana, use some of the taxation from that. So the issue isn't a resource issue. The issue is really one of political will and understanding that we can trust everyday folks like you and me the same way we trust billionaires and trust CEOs to make good decisions. And we've tried trickle-down economics for my entire life for at least the past 30-plus years. It just doesn't work. It won't work. It can't work. So maybe it's time to rethink how we think about our economy and understand our economy is actually rooted in the people who drive it. And investing in them is the smartest investment we can make.
It looks like right now you've kind of depended on private philanthropy to help fund this. You're saying that you think the federal government needs to pick up the bill. But how realistic is that really? Because even though we're talking more about UBI, universal basic income, it isn't mainstream. And you have a lot of skeptics out there who say cash payments won't solve other core issues, things like addiction or poor health care. And that if you give money to everyone, what you're actually doing is taking money away from programs that help poor people. What do you say to that?
I disagree. I reject the scarcity mindset because we only seem to have that mindset when it comes to helping normal, everyday Americans. I think that we have to be additive. in a country that has the resources to provide an income floor for everyone so we don't have to have poverty, I think it's immoral. So we have a lot of work to do, and a guaranteed income isn't a panacea. It's not going to solve every issue. But as Dr. King says, it does solve the cash issue that's associated with poverty or economic insecurity, and that's probably the most pressing issue during COVID-19.
Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs, also the founder of Mayors for Guaranteed Income, a group that is growing. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you.